MC is what pays.
Give it up for the award-winning MC Governor.
So anybody that is beefing me, I'm using this opportunity to tell you that I'm not aware.
Okay, Veracity right here again on the Veracity Podcast. Today I have a celebrity. Hello, hello.
Hey, they see me.
Excuse you all. And you can't
see me.
But when I give his portfolio, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Hey, see me.
My dear, I have Edwin ABC. I have a pronounced that correctly.
Edwin ABC, yes.
Okay. But professionally, he's known as MC Governor. If you are in Uyo, South Nigeria, see, if you don't know this guy, if you don't know him, go and collect your certificate.
If you
find a girl, you still like woman, that's not the problem. Anyways, I have MC Governor on my podcast. Hey, I am blue. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Not tired.
I'm talking to the catch crew because this is the vibes list, you know.
Normally.
Veracity Podcast. Welcome on my podcast.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be on the podcast? Have you ever been on the podcast before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have? Mm. Oh, so mine.
Thank you for having me. But that sounds somehow.
I'm not having. No, thank you for having me on your podcast. I understand. Now, he doesn't even minister Ram, but it's fine. Today, we're talking about his life and his career. He's a celebrity MC. For you to have him host your event, guy, you have to have money. Yeah, you have money. You are just going to be. How does it feel like to be a celebrity MC?
I don't really see myself as a celebrity MC.
Are you kidding me?
I just see myself as someone who is trying to do a good job for clients.
Okay.
And I have some class of people I like to work for.
Class?
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's some picking job.
Like
literally MC for government caliber. Those in government. Even those in government. Not like local government too. Mm-mm, those ones, they are too small. Like government. When I mean go like state level, then president level. It has class. You get. When I first came to this state, everyone usually like MC governor. Like, who is this? But when I got to there, I was like, is this the person people are talking about? Like,
he's person.
No, I was supposed to say like this.
Dark and handsome guy, right?
You know, with full beard. But you have the beard, but it's not like the full, like what I was expecting. Mm. But it's still.
And they go to church now regularly now.
Calm down. You want to see for a club.
Why do
you
go to club?
But it was different. You're like this humble person. I thought I was going to see like a very pompous individual who did not give shit about other people. But the person I saw was different from what I had in my brain. How come I'm not like the regular pompous?
That's why you shouldn't judge book by.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Right. Yeah. That's very true. What did you study in school?
Studied mechanical engineering.
You know, I had Big Scratch on my podcast and he studied mechanical too. And you study mechanical, he's DJing and you are MC and OAP as well. Why did you leave mechanical? Why did you drop tools and helmet to go do MC and OAP job on radio?
Radio, let me start with radio. Radio for me was an accident.
Accident?
Yes.
By mistake?
Not by mistake.
Why?
I was posted to UNN.
Okay.
As a core member.
Mm.
And then the office I was posted to, there was literally nothing to do there.
Okay.
So I was lazy, very lazy.
Lazing around.
I don't like to be like that. So once in a while, I'll go to the radio station in that school, Lion FM.
I'll
just go there and just with the guys. So one day, one of the guys that was supposed to be on that show, Lorenzo, did not come.
Okay.
And then John said, okay, so after all, we talk about this thing off the microphone every day.
Mm.
How about you come on air and then let's have this conversation.
Oh my God. What show was it?
Politics Today.
Mm,
yeah,
okay.
It was that kind of show.
Okay.
I started radio with more of entertainment and politics kind of shows.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was how I started.
Mm.
I went on air that day and I was lucky. Should I say I was lucky?
You're fortunate enough. Okay.
The MD was listening.
Mm-hmm. And he liked it.
On his way to the office.
That's cute.
So he said, who is the guy that anchored the show with you today? And then the guy said it was the core member that comes around just with them.
Wait, before now, did you know anybody in the studio?
Yeah, I had friends there. Lorenzo,
John,
and other guys.
Okay, you had free access to the studio to just sit there.
I would just go there. No, not live studio.
Just
be around.
Supporting around.
They go on air.
Mm.
Just stay there and just with them for a while before they go on air now.
Wow.
So that was how radio started for me.
Okay.
Found myself doing a show. After that incident,
mm-hmm.
the guy said you should try 30 minutes. So I used it to do
dry run.
Yeah, I used it to do Coppers Hangout.
Wow.
It was a show for core members.
Mm-hmm.
From there, started doing entertainment show because it was more of a student environment and young people want to know
what's happening. Yeah.
So I started doing Gisme. Gisme was like a campus show where people talk about what they are going through, their experience in school and all of that.
Okay. So that was all your idea. You brought that out and, and it sold out. Interesting. How long ago was this?
That was in 2011.
We are in 2011.
Yes.
Excuse you. No. I was writing my YEC.
Okay, so that's how radio started for me. But I took a break. I went to bank.
You worked in bank?
Yes, I worked with FCMB.
Wow.
For a while.
How long was that?
I worked in FCMB for about three.
3 years. Was it paying well?
Stress. I had some money to spend, but I could not even afford a girlfriend. Because
bankers don't like. I know they get money.
It wasn't really about the money. The job was really stressing me because of my distance.
Okay.
My office was somewhere at CMS, and my house was far away around Lawas area. So going to work every morning was stressful. And I, at that time, I was supposed to be the first man in the office and the last to shut down.
Oh my goodness. Hectic.
Yeah, I work every day, Monday to Friday.
Wow.
So Saturdays I used to do laundry. And
Sunday, just sleep.
Sunday I go to church, come back.
Oh,
and
you
sleep.
Go to church?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Wow, I'm shocked to hear this. Actually, to be very frank, I'm shocked that you went to. But do you still go now?
Yeah, I'm very regular in church.
What church do you attend?
I now attend Winners Chapel.
Oh,
I used to attend the BTS. Church.
Interesting. Wow, that's such a deep, shocking revelation. Don't judge the movie by the cover again. So how did you find your way back to radio?
Okay, I relocated back to Akwa Ibom in 2014.
Okay.
In 2015,
okay.
I relocated back to Akwa Ibom, and then I started doing the MC thing again. I was, don't forget, I've always been doing the MC.
Oh, you've always been doing MC?
Yeah, everywhere I see myself.
When was your first MC?
The very first one I did was in 2006, engineering night.
Ooh.
In school, I used to see myself anchor most of those school events.
Really?
Engineering nights, school night, your night.
Did they pay you?
Student will not pay you with my.
But did they pay at all? Was that like your first gig that you made, like from your MC job?
The first paid job was Miss Engineering Night, like the engineering night event.
Wow. How much was it?
I think at that time about 4K or thereabouts.
But it makes sense back then. I thought I thought
about 4K.
So you just had
4K was big money for me.
Actually,
It was big money.
Back then, 206.
As at that time, to be truthful, I would do any event for. Just for the appearance.
Wow.
Like I would do free events for people. I just needed people to know that.
To know this,
yeah,
what you
this
do.
What I can do and people can patronize.
And did that really pay off?
Yes.
It paid off?
Yes, I've been patient.
Interesting.
Very.
Interesting. So did you have to go through like understudy anybody doing this MC job, or you just like, I can do it, I believe in myself, the lion in me, I can do this? Was that how it came up?
Okay, so apart from the things I used to do in school, when I started doing MC professionally,
okay,
in 2011, like I was the little time I have stuff to do around school area, or they have things in church,
okay,
places like that, like my MC job started in church more because I used to anchor almost all the church events in my churches at that time.
Okay.
So people knew me as someone that can
do this.
So when they have their events like birthdays, weddings, and all of that,
they call you.
They will call that church MC.
Call on me if you need somebody.
From church MC, I graduated to street MC.
Street.
Combining church and the street thing.
Okay. But the church, was it paying money or just like, let's be for God?
But whatever I have now, I think church gave me the platform.
Church,
yeah, church trusted me early enough in my career.
When they believed in
I don't think anybody would have wanted to trust me with their big event at that time. But the church will trust you with an event that is hosting almost 1,000 people.
And you delivered?
Yes.
Do you still do free events for church now?
Yes, I still.
You're here now. 99%
of my church events are pro bono.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. If I don't have a notebook on that day, and then it has to be, I connect to what you do, I'll do it free.
Interesting. That's nice. So back to radio. How did you get your feedback to radio? You came back from Lagos, yeah?
When I came back, Inspiration FM just came to Akwa Ibom at that time.
Okay.
And then they told me about an opening. So I applied.
and I got a job.
Straight up?
Yes.
Did you feel like you worked in Enugu before now? You've done MC jobs. You put that in your CV?
Yes, I sent in my CV, of course, but you know, radio job, you have to do auditioning.
Yeah,
you have to do recording and all of that. There were so many guys that wanted a job as well.
Did you feel like your CV paid off, or just what you did on the spot paid off?
I think what I did on the spot was what got me the job, because other guys had more experience than me. Remember, ooh, I was distracted. I left radio for banking, and then coming back to radio might not be as good as those other guys.
Yeah.
But the strength was the language.
Oh, you did a language show.
It was a language. They wanted someone that can speak the local dialect, like almost all the local dialect around here, all around Anang, Ibibio, and the rest of them.
And you delivered.
And then other guys came. This one can only speak Anang, this one can only speak Ibibio, this one can only speak Oron. But I was able to speak all of these languages.
How come you control all of that? You grew up here at a time, you were here.
My parents were public servants. My late dad was a lawyer. My mom is a retired police officer. So I have lived in north, south, east, and west of this country.
Interesting. Wazobia indeed.
Normal level. Our language drawing no normally.
Come on, like he does that effortlessly.
Oh, they use pigeon, they chop food now normally now. Now we they use food, they follow up beans now steady.
That will behavior. Please. Uh-huh. So you got into inspiration and you're doing the job.
Yeah.
Where you doing the MC on the side?
Yes. Radio job might not give you so much money. MC is what pays.
So I was going to come to that. Like this radio job, how can I put this? I'm not really seeing the money they say is in radio. I was with a guy one time and his friends were applauding him, like, oh my god, you have somebody who works on radio, she has money. I was like, excuse you, are you for talking about me? Because how do you guys really make money from this radio? Is there like a hidden thing that the newbies like us don't know?
The little secret I would like to share is that the radio gives you the platform. Yes,
okay.
How you use the platform to make money for yourself depends on how creative you are.
Okay, you're so creative.
Yeah, as a radio, as an on-air personality, you can use the platform to grow your personal brand and probably go into business.
Did the radio job give you more jobs as an MC?
Yes.
Gave you more job, more platform?
The main reason why I'm doing radio, I won't be doing radio anymore. Oh. What do I need to do radio for now?
That's interesting.
Because comparing what you get working for a radio station, that's like what you charge in event that will not last up to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So why would you work 1 month to collect money that you collect for one event?
How much did you earn for Bridget, like when you just started, like your first salary as a
first salary as an OAP was 25,000.
Ah, 25K.
Yes, 25,000. And I received it with my full chest.
Oh, you're happy.
Yeah.
But now looking at that, like, oh my god, you didn't even collect that. Oh, you're still thanking God for days of little beginning.
But funny thing, when my take home was about 25,000, is when I used to make so much money from radio.
Are you serious?
Yes, because
not the salary now. Not the things that were coming.
Oh, not things that are coming in. You have presenter's fee, and then my show that time was very popular.
Okay.
That particular show was very popular, so people will want to come there to announce for live appearance and all of that. So when they come, they pay me presenter's fee 5,000, 10,000. Somebody gets really excited and dash you money and all of that. So before
you make more before the end of the month,
you have so much money compared to what they are paying you.
Guy, you got cut soup. I think I need that anointing to be resting on me, because what is this? Like, I don't know anything. So now the MC job, let's focus on that now. You are so big. I have seen pictures of you doing MC. Now you didn't do past the groom. You didn't do like a buka. I'm sorry to say this, but I saw your profile popped up on my Instagram and I was like, here's the MC governor. Why are you changing outfits as an MC? What's the inspiration behind that? Is it to sell the brand, or you just want to show that you have a good tailor? I don't understand.
You know, every brand should have a signature.
Okay.
What do they know you for? They know that you know how to organize events. When you come, you can spot a little later and correct it before the event starts.
Okay.
You're the guy that will come to the event early. You're the guy that will dress well for the event. We'll dress to complement that event. You're the guy that will know people and recognize them.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, as so, an MC.
As an MC. Mm. So people know what you can do. People know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
They know your capacity. So my signature is coming out
so
well.
So change outfits.
Yes.
Change like two or three outfits.
Depending
like,
on the event.
Depends what I say. I was shocked. Like, you wore one of your traditional regalia. Mm. Then you went to change to a suit or something. I was like, excuse me, sir. This is my wedding. Whether you are the MC, they'll walk you out. Why are you looking for another groom? Because if I were to be there, I would have known if you were the groom or you're the MC if you're not holding the microphone. You are looking like, so that shit, I would have snatched you away.
That's the idea. But anybody that is paying an MC governor for an event. Mm. Is able to afford a good dress.
Wait, they provide the dress?
No. If you can pay me, then you can afford to buy yourself some nice dress too.
Okay.
So you won't feel intimidated in any way.
Nice one. You're talking about the cash out too.
Normal level.
You're talking about the cash out.
I've been away.
Anyone to be snapping you pictures. And your camera is really doing a good job. I must commend that. I mean, look at the pictures that come out. I'm like, oh, so much effort is put into this.
Branding.
Okay.
When you try to promote your brand, manage it well, okay. All these things are also important. I try to, from the little money I get, I pay.
It's not little, Mama. It's not little.
I pay the guy who is sewing the clothes. I pay the guy that's taking pictures.
Mm.
I pay my office assistant. I pay the guy that goes with me to the event.
Okay.
I pay the guys that are learning from me.
Oh, guys are learning from you too.
Yeah, I have. You have to also give back.
Yeah, it's expected. I actually expect that. MC job, when did you decide to level up? Let me, rebrand myself as an MC, MC governor.
Okay, rewind to 2015, 2016.
Okay.
They were still paying MCs around here 50,000 now.
50K.
So in my head, I was like, how long will I have to collect 50,000 to make a million naira?
Mm.
How many events will I do to make a million naira?
Okay.
And then, so if I have to charge more than 50,000, which is what the people around here used
charge.
To pay and were comfortable with us at that time,
mm.
what will I do to give value for that money? So I decided to take courses.
Courses on MC?
Yeah, protocol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I took some protocol courses and then I went on to consciously building a brand.
Okay.
Because sometimes I just know that people want to pay for the brand. Who is coming?
The name.
Yeah, the name and then how well you can deliver on this job, how long you've been doing it. This testimony is what will give you the new job.
Wow.
So I took online courses. And then I attended protocol school, like I said.
Okay.
I started doing MCing professionally.
Okay.
Not just holding the microphone and going to talk. It's not speaking English, it's knowing the job.
Knowing the job.
Mm. A lot will go into understanding people who are very good with managing events.
Mm-hmm.
From that to understanding protocol, just your mannerism on how to handle this event. Yeah. So when I did that, I knew that with all of this investment, I might not collect 50,000 from anybody.
They won't even dare to pay 50K.
So I started charging a bit higher and people wanted to know why.
Did you have time to explain to them or just like, wait, you will see it on that day. Just pay.
No, my jobs were out there for people to see.
No, I mean the first person you charged that higher amount.
So what,
they have to ask you some
what I did was, if I tell you to pay me my normal rate, and then you say you cannot afford, if I perceive the event is big, and then I can sell myself, I tell you I'll do it free.
Ooh.
So I did a lot of pro bono event so that people can see what I have to offer.
Okay. So that when you chat, wow, that's really a very strategic idea.
So if I tell you I want to get 200,000 for a 1 or 2 hours event and you say, no, that's too high, I'll tell you, okay, I don't want to charge anything less. But I will do events for you free.
Wow. And they accept.
Yes.
So you do it after that. Does any Thanksgiving thing come in? Like, oh my God, you did so great. So just take this.
The good news is most of those people ended up paying me that rate.
Are you serious?
So when I finished the event, they said, oh yeah, that was too good to be free. Don't worry, I'll just pay.
Wow. Interesting.
So sometimes I offer to do free events and by the time I'm done, they'll pay me the money.
Wow.
Don't worry, you can't be doing this free now. We'll have to pay you.
Wow.
So that's how it started spreading. oh yeah, there's a good MC in New York. If you want a guy that will do your TM well, a guy that will do this one well and all of that, you should talk to MC Governor. So people started calling me from outside Akwa Ibom.
Outside Akwa Ibom? Yes. The job has taken you far away. I mean, he's literally on plane every now and then. I'm just the one that guy. Can I have this out of your pocket, please? Let me just be flying too. So the job has taken you far away.
I don't think I've paid an international ticket before. By the grace of God, I've visited 7 countries.
Okay, wow, that's nice.
And I did not take myself there.
Jobs took you there?
The jobs took me there.
Like, literally have to go and see across the continent.
If you've seen the IG, like you've said, the first time I traveled was, I went to Tanzania.
Okay.
That was for an event, an Akwa Ibomite. I was getting married to a Tanzanian.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And that happened in, what do you call that place again? Dar es Salaam. Yes, we're there.
But how did you cope MCing a non-Nigerian country? Was it like strictly English, or you had to chip in a little bit of your language because some of your people were there?
The event was 60% Akwa Ibom, 40% Tanzania.
Okay.
And 6 months before this event, it's something I was told long before it happened. So I went online to learn.
You had to learn their language.
So you think the Swahili I speak on radio,
Uh-oh.
I live there. I did not live there.
Oh my God. Now this is getting more interesting. This is somewhere that you put in so much work into what you do.
Yes.
So right now, let me just assume you do more of the MC than you do more of the OAP thing.
MCing is the real job.
You. It's the real job.
Mm.
Radio is just like hobby.
Radio is the platform for people to know that MCing is what I do.
Okay, interesting. Mm. The first time you had to fly out of Akwa Ibom for an MC job, how was it like? Was it excitement?
Oh, yeah, God. I videoed almost every minute.
You've been there, Joe, because you have to the gram so people see.
Yes, I wanted that receipt. I wanted people to see that, this brand is growing.
Okay.
So I posted it on IG. I showed people what I can do.
Mm.
And other people started trusting me with events like that.
Wow.
And now
it's for a job.
And now it's very regular.
It's very regular. I mean, sometimes they will see you here. So MC for like big profile people like that, how has it helped you personally, like your personal life? I mean, leveraging on their power, what they have, their wealth sometimes. Many government officials, even not government officials, there are big people here.
I understand what you're saying.
In the government sector.
It will help your contact. We all need this. We need good people around us sometimes. There are times people will come to you and say, I know you know somebody that can help me with this. Please, can you help recommend? And then you just send a text to somebody you've met before.
Mm.
And so, please, I have somebody who is qualified, because sometimes I ask to know if you're qualified for whatever you want.
Okay.
Who is qualified for this? And then they'll need recommendation. Please, can you help?
Wow.
And that is the little things we get as favors from working for big clients.
Mm.
And I was privileged to MC an event not too long ago, towards the end of last year.
Okay.
I MC'd a wedding in Abuja.
Mm.
And the event was well attended. Like 5 state governors attended the event.
Ooh.
And half of the National Assembly were in attendance. So
interesting.
That kind of helped.
The platform alone is just mind-blowing.
So after the event, the governor of Nasarawa, Engineer Sule, said that was amazing, about the best guy I've seen in recent times. So he gave me his personal number.
Wow.
That for me was mind-blowing. So I came on social media after I took pictures and him hyping me, and I posted it on social media. That week alone, people called me back to back.
Wow.
Imagine a state governor giving that kind of remarks, saying that the MC is mind-blowing. Like, it was really entertaining.
It's a portfolio that is going to sell anywhere.
So as soon as I posted that on my Instagram, people wanted to see what I can do. So when I tell them 600, they'll pay.
Yeah.
I say a million now.
Wait, 600K for how many hours you want after the food day? Hey, God, I beg. You see, there is money.
There are bigger guys in the industry. I'm just starting.
At this level, you're just starting.
I'm just starting.
This level that you are. Excuse me, sir. Wait, now that you know people, let me tell you. See, I've been looking for a way to get laptop. Come on, you know people are big. I'm not joking, MC Governor. Look for one contact on your DST. Probably government had to have room where they stock everything. Brassy, come and take one. This is a very good one.
We'll look into it.
After this, we'll look into it. See, everybody is hearing this conversation. I will bring it back.
Okay.
Interesting. So what has been your saddest moment emceeing? You know, there are times things don't go as you wanted, or probably your client did something that spoils your mood, or something that just like you did not really feel the MC thing. You're not yourself, or probably just punch. Has there been any moment like that?
One of the things that makes you a good MC is to be able to manage whatever you're going through and it doesn't reflect when you're doing your job.
Okay.
But sometimes we go through a lot.
Yeah,
like I say, everybody in this country is going through a lot.
Is it
you're coming out from a lot, or you're on your way to a lot, or you're currently in a lot.
Very true.
So a lot happens.
Yeah.
My saddest moment doing this job was one time I went to MC an event and my car was parked at the car park. Someone reversed. I was still walking.
Yeah.
And someone came to whisper to me that someone reversed and bashed my car.
Oops.
It was very bad. As soon as I came out to see the car, I could not even concentrate on the job again. I was really pissed. I just had to hold myself to manage that event. And when I was done, I came out. I drove my car to a mechanic and it was fixed.
Yeah. But you felt like it really affected your whole
life. I think that kind of affected my delivery on that job, but it wasn't obvious. I was able to manage.
Oh, interesting. As an MC, you know, most times when people do things, they like to work with group. They like call them team.
Mm.
Sometimes you want to MC an event, you'll be like, no, I have my DJ that's going to play for me. He understand what I do. Mm. He knows that when I'm coming in, he's supposed to play Ogeni.
Mm.
He knows that when I'm at this peak, he's supposed to play this kind of song.
Mm.
Or I have a cameraman that works with me. Do you have like team like that?
Yeah, I have a team, but I allow my clients to pay who they are comfortable with.
Who they are comfortable with.
I can work with anybody.
Or you can recommend also.
But if you allow me to recommend, I'll recommend the best guys.
Okay.
I know the best guys doing this job around here and in other places because I now walk everywhere around.
Yeah.
In Nigeria, I think I've MC'd events in almost all the states.
Mm. Have you been to
Benin? Yes, we don't go Benin.
Hey, that was my
former colleague. Jeff Q,
he's
now with Channels TV. I don't know if you know him.
First, I'm not sure.
We attended and I was a spokesperson from
Afaibo. That's interesting. Have you had any quanta moment with your fellow MC? All this beef, in-house beef.
you're
supposed to get a job, but this person went to take it. Or this person was supposed to get a job, but they now preferred you over the person and the beef kind of now started.
Anybody that is beefing me, I'm using this opportunity to tell you that I'm not aware.
I don't know you. Excuse me, I'm beefing in vain.
I'm not aware.
Okay.
I have deep knowledge about Christ, and I know that if I want to prosper, I shouldn't beef.
Wow.
Yes.
Again, I'm surprised I have this close to God and you talk about God like this. Again, all that you will by his cover. Continue, sir. Sorry.
But that's the easiest way to getting anything done.
Mm.
That's the password. That's my password. I don't know about others. Everybody's using something.
Yeah.
Is it that you use something or they use it for something? These two are involved.
Yeah, we're close. Interesting.
Everybody's using something. Or is it that you use something or they will use it for something? But I recommend you use God Almighty because every other thing anybody's using, they all have duration after a while to fade, but this one is everlasting.
Oh, right.
It doesn't.
Interesting.
Your shine will not stop. Nobody will dim your light.
Interesting. So at what time did you decide to start training people? Or they just came out like, please now teach us work?
Okay, so people started calling me when the brand became big.
Mm.
I won an award back to back since 2000 and I won Best MC 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019.
Back to back.
It did not happen in 2020 because of COVID.
Okay.
I won again in 2021. I won last year.
Give it up for the award winning MC Governor.
So I've been winning that particular award since 2016.
Okay.
Back to back. So during this event, people will come to me. People came and wanted to understudy.
Did they pay money?
I don't charge anybody.
Really, it's for free?
I feel
free?
It's a free talent. I should also share it free.
Are you serious? But people collect money to
But people say that when you don't collect money from people, they won't be serious. I don't believe. I believe that there are people who are passionate about the stuff, but they cannot afford.
Okay.
That's why mine is free.
Wow, interesting. So last one for those that are following you, that are looking up to you.
I shot already. My person know they look up to me. I'm a very short man. If you want to look at me, probably you'll be looking down on me. But words for people who are looking up.
Yeah.
Christ first. That's a password.
Okay.
Be humble. Be good.
Okay.
That person where you feel say don't get level will recommend you to jobs where will pay you million. Everybody get level.
Interesting. Okay, thank you so much for doing this. Empty Governor. Don't forget what we'll talk about. So don't you want to hear again. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. It has been an amazing episode. Sorry for the back and forth noise you had. You know, studio environment can be a lot sometimes. In case you want to reach MC Governor, he's available on all social media platforms. Just type MC Governor. Yeah, that's his name. Just search for it. You're going to see him. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Yes, you're going to see him. He's a big-time celebrity MC. You want to host here, event is going to blow everywhere. I can guarantee you that for free. Till next episode, I'm Surima, your cruise queen, your vibe mistress. Veracity is my name. Do want to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at The Veracity Pod. Bye.